L is for Lawless, by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1995 by Sue Grafton. This recording of the full-length reading of L is for Lawless was published by arrangement with Sue Grafton, care of Aaron M. Priest Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. I don't mean to bitch, but in the future I intend to hesitate before I do a favor for the friend of a friend. Never have I taken on such a load of grief. At the outset it all seemed so innocent. I swear there's no way I could have guessed what was coming down. I came this close to death, and perhaps worse, for my fellow dental phobics, within a hairbreadth of having my two front teeth knocked out. Currently I'm sporting a knot on my head that's the size of my fist, and all this for a job for which I didn't even get paid. The matter came to my attention through my landlord, Henry Pitts, whom everybody knows I've been half in love with for years. The fact that he's 85, a mere 50 years my senior, has never seemed to alter the basic impact of his appeal. He's a sweetheart, and he seldom asks me for anything, so how could I refuse? Especially when his request seems so harmless on the face of it, without the faintest suggestion of the troubles to come. It was Thursday, November 21st, the week before Thanksgiving, and wedding festivities were just getting underway. Henry's older brother William was to marry my friend Rosie, who runs the tacky little tavern in my neighborhood. Rosie's restaurant was traditionally...